Love it.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Joe?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Joe, how's it going? My name's Hawk. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today, sir?
Pretty good. Pretty good, sir. How about yourself?
Not bad. It's Thursday, so we're almost there, right?
That's right. That's right.
Another week gone. Yeah, counting the days again. So I saw your online profile here. I was looking at your Angie's and everything. Is that something new, or how's that going?
Angie's? No, I discontinued Angie's because
they're that's excommunicated. Oh, so no good.
Right, that's no good. No way. I don't like that.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. I was wondering
if
you had the same experience.
Yes, I have been having the same experience. I don't like the service. It's not good.
Well, you'll be happy to know this is much different. So main difference is that's a third-party listing, right, where everything under the sun coming through your lead source is getting paid for, but who knows what it is, right? Basically is a problem most people have that I hear. So it's like you don't answer or it's the wrong type of job. It's already been bid, whatever. But those fees are adding up every month, right? And then eventually it's just not sustainable, right?
Right.
Now, with this, like I said, you'll be happy to know this is an organic listing. So instead of them finding Angie's or, you know, any of those third-party services on the first page, right, and then them having to find you through there and then it goes to five other people, they're finding all things, you know, all the time when they do a search, right, start to finish is going to show up. So these people are going to click and call you directly. So there's some exclusivity to who's calling you, right? You're getting living, breathing humans who call you directly. You're not chasing clients either. And of course, you can cherry pick the business you want because, you know, you're not going to pay for every lead, right? You're not worried about what's coming in, what's coming out. You just get people like me and you who would be searching on Google or Bing, Yahoo, right? Yelp, even Apple. They could be searching anywhere. As long as it's for a service that you provide, you'll show up as a result of their search. So the more people find you organically, and like I said, they call you directly, so you won't have to deal with a lot of those pitfalls that you were dealing with the Angie's listing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So nothing
like
that. Yeah, I thought you might. A lot of people that work with them, actually, we work with a lot of people who have worked with them in the past, I meant to say, because of that reason alone, right? Because this is more like real people that you get to interface with, right? Just like they'd be searching like me and you would for, you know, a restaurant or a bar or a barber or whatever, right? Same thing, only they're just looking for something that you provide instead. And then so you just get real people on the phone instead of a bunch of, right, app with a robotic voice or whatever it is, right? Now, like I said, they also do offer a full range of things, not just Google, also Bing, Yahoo, like I said, Yelp, Apple. They put you everywhere. They could be searching on any device. As long as it's for those services, you're going to pop up. Now, you also do have some kind of a social media set up for start to finish, like on Facebook or something like that as well? I was just searching.
No, actually, not just yet. I really haven't had time to get into all of that kind of stuff because we've been so busy. So I really haven't had time to actually set that up yet. I mean, I started to, but I never.
No worries. That's totally okay. Actually, we handle that for you as well. So they're handling everything on the digital side this way. You're just answering the calls and bidding the jobs. It makes it much easier. And since it's a flat rate month to month, it's just the same budget every month. You're not going to get surprise pings on your account from leads that, you know, don't lead anywhere, so to speak, right? Now, you also would have a technician who will run all this for you, so it's more hands-on. We don't just, like, set up your accounts and say, good luck, right? I'd be the lead on the account, of course, so you'd have me anytime, but also the technician who runs everything for you, so you can run promotions through him, they can change content for you, the keywords, we even get you verified on Google, like, they do the whole nine yards, so they take care of everything. And at the, with the credit that they put you in there for, the pricing is reasonable. Usually it'd be about $399, but you're looking at $249 on the monthly. So that's month to month. There's no contracts, and that covers everything I went over. So all your Facebook ads, you know, you name it, right? There's no additional costs that are going to sneak up on you. That includes all your directories, search engines, Facebook, Like I said, you name it. Sky's the limit.
Okay, 249.
And in the grand scheme of things, right, 249, one job will take care of that, no problem, right?
Yeah.
Most likely. And if you imagine how many searches are probably done every day, right, like, even if we just got a small percentage. Yeah, sure, go ahead.
I have a question about that. Okay, so I'm a restoration company, and I'm up there with, like, Servpro and Belford and, you know, ServiceMaster and all that. Those guys are, like, on that front page of Google, you know. And, of course, I work for them guys. You know, I do a lot of contracts with them guys and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And I do that. I do those kind of jobs, and I deal with insurance companies and all that. So you saying that you would put me on that front page with them guys right there?
Exactly. And you know what? If you think about it, those guys are probably pretty busy, right? So imagine they probably can't get to somebody as soon as they might want. But if they see another option like you, right, a smaller business who can get to them right away, also offers a great service, a lot of people are going to go with you, right, especially around the time when it's busy, right? So even though, yeah, they might have been up there for a while, you still can compete because we'll actually help you get reviews, help you build your online profile, website if needed, right? We can run with your website, posterize that guy. So you'd be surprised, I guess is my point. You'd be surprised. Some people are going to go with the smaller guy because it's more personable, right? You get to him right away. There's a type of service you're providing.
Right, right. Well, I guess right. My question is, how many can get on that one page? Because there's like five of those guys that I know I cannot. You're not going to be bumping anybody off or anything like that.
No, actually, that's a good question. Because there's an algorithm, right, how it works. So you might fluctuate one or two spots, right, between the top, but you're not going to ever be off the front page, right? Of course, it's organic. It fluctuates through the algorithm, right? But you're still going to stay within those top few spots when, you know, you typically would do a search on Google. You see the map that pops up right there on the first page. And most people, at least, I guess I can attest to this, they click on the people that are on that first page, right within those few top, you know, three or five, whatever. So that's where we're going to put you. So even if it was a bigger company, like I said, there are things that we can market as your business, right, for start to finish, that are going to make you stand out too, right, like the ones I described. So it's not like you're competing, but you're also just putting yourself in a position where more people can find you, see the type of service you offer, and in turn, of course, that's going to get you more business, like a whole new word of mouth, right? But just digital.
Right, right. Yes, I like that.
Which is the idea, right? That's what we like to do.
I like that $249 deal right there. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's reasonable, you know?
My next question is, what I'm doing now is I'm getting more space, bigger warehouse, bigger everything right now, and I'm actually signing this lease today or tomorrow to move my warehouse is over, so my address right now will have to, I will have to wait till tomorrow before I actually get all the lease signed and get the keys to the doors and everything else. Now, will this offer still stand tomorrow?
So, we could still, do you have the address offhand now? Because it does take, it's not like we flip a magic Google switch, right? You're on the first page like today or tomorrow and 100 clients are going to come flying at you. It's going to become overwhelming. This does take time. So actually this can just be a part of the process for you, right? We'll get everything started for you. And by the time everything's set up, you've already got that good to go and it'll just kind of flow with everything else.
All right. Okay. All right.
Cause it does take about typically, the fastest turnaround time I've seen is 30 to 45 days, even faster than that sometimes. Most other companies, you're looking at 4 to 6 months. But even with 30 to 45 days, you have ample time, right, to get that taken care of, I'm guessing, right?
Mm-hmm. So then this is like a 30 to 45-day process that we're going to be going through?
Exactly. So within 2 weeks, we have all your Facebook ads, the directories, Facebook, you know, all that set up. And then after that, the rest is just getting you verified on Google. That's the only thing that takes time. And obviously, if you're, you know, in the process with someone like us who works with them directly, we can expedite the process. So it's only going to work with the flow of everything you're doing, right? It's not going to hinder you.
I gotcha. Okay.
So still doable.
Yeah, definitely. So what's the first process that we have to take?
So what I have here, I don't know if this is the address. This is probably the old one, I'm guessing. Is 2921 South Staples, number B? Is that not the one, or is that it?
That is not the one, no. That is actually the old one.
That's the old one. Okay. So offhand, do you have the new one?
I've got this paper that is just...
And then for this phone number, this is okay for clients to call, the 244-5486?
No, actually, I have another business line that I use. That's my personal, and yes, I do have business cards with that on there, but I am super busy.
But you'd rather put this other number.
Right. I have an estimator who does all that stuff for me right now, and I've got his company phone number that I like to let everybody else call, not me, really, you know.
Right. Okay, I got you. And what's that number? If you don't have it right offhand, we can add it at when you do have it, you know, in a moment. You don't have to rush
let's
for
do
it.
That.
Yeah, what's a good email for you? Yeah, no worries. We'll just kind of go as we can take it. So what about email address?
All right, my email address is start. To finish, the number two finish.
Okay.
996-194@outlook.com.
So just to confirm, start number two, finish 996-194@outlook.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and your last name, Joe?
My last name is Ornelas. O R N as in no, E-L-A-S.
Got it, Ornelas, okay. And then for the Google business profile, right, like how you're going to appear when people are searching and all that, for hours of operation, basically when people would be, you know, looking to call, is 9 to 5 okay? Do you want to do like 8 to 6 or what's good for you?
So my hours of operation is Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. But I have a 24-hour emergency dispatch also for like fires or floods or whatever they need us right away. We can go 24 hours.
Okay, but I'll put offers emergency service.
Right.
Okay, perfect. And then what about for clients contacting you? Is phone, text, and email okay?
Uh huh.
Okay. And then what about areas that you want to target specifically? I know you put the whole the East Coast, but do you have any maybe specific counties or cities you want to target with the marketing?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool. And you guys are licensed and insured as well, I'm guessing?
Yes, we are. Bonded.
Okay, great. Perfect. And then go ahead with the areas as soon as you have them.
Okay, so it's quite a few areas. When I say the East Coast, it's Aransas Pass, Portland, Ingleside, Corpus, all the way to, let's see, George West. Man, there's so many of them. I have to get my...
No worries. As long as you just have a couple for now, I'll have the technician take care of the rest. I just need a general area to start with, and then he can go over the map with you and kind of narrow it down a little bit more. Let's see. And then as for the services that you offer that you want to be found for when people search, right? You can have up to 15 keywords. I know, you know, it's mostly one type of work, but if you have any specific words we can use, that's better too.
Okay. Restoration.
Restoration. Okay.
Mitigation.
Mitigation. Got it.
Construction.
New construction, or should I just put construction?
No, actually it's remodel construction.
Oh, okay. I'll put bathroom and kitchen remodel then as well.
Yeah, pretty much everything. Everything underneath the roof.
Oh, okay. Good to know. So I'll have the technician also go through the keywords that people typically use for the services that we've kind of gone over here. That way you get more searches that way, like the phrases that people most use when they search, right? This way you can get more searches that way too. Okay.
Okay, okay. So I'll be able to talk to the technician later on, right? And we can figure out.
Exactly. So I'm going to set you up now, right, with like the account billing and all that. But then later I'll set up a time for you to speak with him, who's going to actually build everything for you and then go over everything we went over just to confirm. So if you have any other areas that you wanted to add or keywords later when you speak with him, that's okay too.
Okay, sounds good.
So yeah, all good. So I think that's good for the, for this part. Let me just make sure. Yep. Okay. And then for billing, is that old address going to work for that though?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. I figured. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. So for billing, then that comes up as 2921 South Staples number B, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78404. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And that's Joe Ornelas, O-R-N-E-L-A-S, correct?
Yeah. Well, my actual name is Jose. Everybody just calls me Joe, but you know,
right.
Be called Joe. I just, but my billing's.
I'll make a note of that. Yeah, because you'd rather be called that, like if people were contacting you through the internet, right?
Right, because everybody knows me in Corpus as Joe.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure for billing, because obviously the name has to be correct or it might not go through, right?
Right.
But yeah, I will make a note. I just wrote that down, so I'll put that for the technician. So if we list anything online, we'll use that name instead. For your ads or anything like that. And then just so to go over that with the pricing, right, one more time, that's $249. It's all every month to month. There's no contracts, no commitments, right? You can cancel at any time, upgrade at any time. It's flexible, right? And as for the pricing, that's the same today as it's going to be for the life you're with us. That won't ever change unless you wanted to add something on, upgrade, you know, whatever. Like I said, sky's the limit. Now, as for the So we got the address, and then for the payment method, is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
That's a Visa.
Okay, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
Okay, it's 4670.
Okay.
0109.
Got it.
2133.
Okay.
7010.
So just to confirm, 4670. 0109-2133-7010.
Yes.
Okay, and the expiration?
It's 1027.
1027. Okay, and the number on the back?
795.
795, okay. Now, just
so
gonna
when you
set up a secure.
When you bill.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
When you bill me, on my account, what is it going to say, Google or something like that?
So it'll say relevant ads or a local splash. It'll be a most likely local splash or relevant ads. It'll show up as a 249 from, I think it'll say relevant ads. That's our parent company from local splash. I believe it'll show up as that. Just setting up the account now. Yeah, let me just make sure. Got it, 249. And then you guys are going to, we're working with your existing site, right? We're going to use your site?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. That's great. Yeah, because that's always good because then, you know, you can upgrade or we can host it for you. Do you have someone hosting it?
Actually, I do. Yes.
Oh, you do? Okay, because that would be included if you want it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we could host it for you
cool.
as well. If you want it, yeah. That would be included in the price. It might save you some money there, too, I guess, technically, if you're paying them.
Right. Yeah. My web designer
right.
is doing that.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. I don't want to step on any toes there, but, yeah, just throwing it out there.
Well, I got a question about that. Now, let's say my web designer has questions about things. Can we contact you guys to
sure.
talk about
I
things?
Can have him... I can put him as a preferred contact on your account if you want, and then that way we can speak with him as well.
No. Yeah, that'd be great if I can talk to him personally, you know, through phone. That'd be great.
Yeah, we'll have our technician, of course, right? And then we can have him as a preferred contact. That way he can be on the call with you for, like, when you speak with the technician, or, you know, he'll be on the account so he can speak just as well. If you want, I can do that. Yeah, sure. Just need some basic info, like name, phone number, email, something like that.
Well, actually, this is going to go all through my office. These people, everybody comes to my office, and I don't let too many people, like, control what's going on without me being present, you know,
with
my business, you know. I just don't trust people like that, but
no,
you just know, be safe. I will always be there.
That's better.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it can be at your discretion. We'll leave it for now, and if you want to in the future, we can. But that's, of course, at your discretion. Not a problem.
Okay.
So it looks like payment process, you should be receiving an email and then now a text message that has, like, a link to the invoice. It's going to show everything that's included, the pricing and everything. Let me know if you got that.
On my email?
In your email, also a text. Check your text messages. That's usually the quickest way to access it. Should say, like,
yes.
Welcome to locals. Thank you for choosing. Yeah, exactly. So there's a link there. Click on that. That'll take you into the invoice. You'll see everything that's included, the pricing and all that. And then once you get to the bottom there, you'll see a box. You click there. There's an empty space. You type your name. Once you've done that, then hit confirm, of course. That should navigate you to our website and ask for your username and password. Let me know once you get there. That means it's confirmed and you're good to go. And then we just have one other quick step.
So these two boxes in the top, I agree. Receiving SMS.
I'm the authorized user, I think it says. Once you click it, it should have, like, a check mark in there. And then right below it, there's another empty space where you would type your name there. And once you hit confirm signature after you've done both of those, that should do it. That should navigate you to our site. Let me know once you get there, and then I can double check.
Okay, yes. Now I am
good to go? Okay, perfect. Perfect. Okay, and the technician will set all that up for you later today, or you know, whenever. We'll set up a time here in just a second. Just have one other quick step before that. So it's called our voice verification. It's just to go along with the invoice to kind of go through, outline the service agreement, ensure the accuracy of the order. If you got any questions, need me to review or clarify anything, just let me know. So I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Smart.
Go
ahead.
I'm so sorry.
I can give you your default one if you want. There's not going to be anything there. It's empty for now. But if you want, I can give you one so you can just kind of check it out if you want.
No, that's fine. I can wait on that.
Because then he's going to set up, like, your actual account where you can actually use it, right? Right now, it'd just be an empty shell. So, I'll have him do that for you. That'll be better. So I'm going to start now.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of your business?
Start to finish. DX LLC.
Okay, and please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Jose Cornelis. I am the owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and now you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business and are an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in the campaign, like getting verified, right, anything with the website, just to expedite processes, of course. Now, as a result of increased visibility, also please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm actually going to set up a security question for you right now, so that way, we'll use that at the top of the call. That way, you know it's us when we're calling, and, you know, calls are more secure and it offers more protection for you as well. There's three options, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, the city I was born in.
Okay, and the name?
That would be Houston. Houston.
Houston? Got it.
Yes, sir.
Love it. Okay, Houston. Got it. Houston. Just saving it. Good to go. Okay. Now, also, do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash during the process?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, also, do you agree to disclose or basically just let the technician know if you do any other type of online marketing, just to make sure if we aren't doing something that might interfere with what they're doing or vice versa. Okay. And if you're not going to, don't even worry about it. But just to clarify.
Okay.
Now, also, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, in the non-refundable amount of $249 on December 14th. Now, each month, the recurring payment, when it is completed, that will automatically renew each month on the 14th, or just 30 days from today, in the amount of $249. That will be your recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I will text you here at the end of the call to speak with a live representative. To prevent charges for your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, you're all good to go. Now, as for the, I just want to make sure, because you said the phone number is going to be different, right? Would you have that now, or do you want to do that with the technician?
I want the technician to call me on this number, but I have my other phone number, too, if you need it.
Yeah, can you give it to me real quick? That's the one you want listed online, right? The new
yes,
one?
Yes, that is the one.
Okay, yeah, give me that one if you have it.
Okay, 1 second.
Let's see. And then for the address. Oh, perfect. You got it? All right.
Yes. Okay. It's 361.
Okay.
446.
Got it.
0919.
0919?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it. So that's 361-446-0919. Okay, got it. And then as for the address, do you have that offhand?
I think I do. Let me look and see.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I do have it. Okay,
perfect.
So this
okay,
is the address where I'm moving to.
Okay, go ahead whenever you're ready.
3910 Wow mm-hmm. Street, W-O-W Street.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Sweet B.
And that's Corpus Christi
as
well?
I'm sorry, not B. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of them all. It's just the Sweet 2, number 2.
Sweet number 2. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's 3910 Wow Road, Sweet number 2, Corpus Christi 78413.
To tell you the truth, this doesn't have the area code on it.
Oh, really?
I mean, is it?
Well,
I'm sorry. This doesn't have to be. Hang on. Let me see. Oh,
and,
I do.
And
have
is,
it. Oh, yeah.
Is WOW?
Yeah,
it is. Okay. And then WOW is W-O-W. Does it have periods in between the letters, or is it just W-O-W?
W-O-W, just like that.
Just like that. Okay. So that's 3910 WOW Road, Suite number 2, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78413.
And actually, that's WOW Street. I mean, I don't know the difference between that.
I think that's probably good to differentiate. Yeah, for sure. Okay, there we go. Definitely. So 3910 WoW Street, suite number 2.
Right.
Okay, perfect. So got it locked in. You're good. Now, what time would you like to meet with the technician? Can you do that later today or tomorrow morning better?
Yes, I can do that later on today. I have a 3 o'clock here in just a little bit. I think that should be.
You said 3 o'clock?
I've got to meet with the leasing guy, the owner of this place that I'm getting, which I don't know what time just yet. He's actually getting my warehouse together, and office, all that stuff that he needs to take care of.
Oh, nice. So this is all getting set up at the perfect time. Nice.
Yes, exactly.
That's kind of cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. That's cool. So what would be a good time? I have you in for 3 o'clock for now. Should we go a little later, or what do you think?
Yes, let's do it. Can we do it at like 5?
5? Sure. Yeah, actually, I think that would be the latest we could do it. Perfect. So let me put you up for, because we're on Pacific time, so that's 3 o'clock our time. You'll be getting the call at 5.
Okay, awesome.
Perfect. So I'm sending that to you now. Should have everything else that you need, though. Let me double-check the emails. This one's going to come as a Google Calendar invite. It's going to have the time and everything, and then all you need to do is hit confirm, like, yes on the RSVP. That confirms the time, and then you're good to go. So let me just make sure you got all the emails. Yep, okay, so you should have one about the verification on Google, another about your initial invoice. You have a copy in your email. And then, of course, like the, you know, welcome email as well. And then I'll send you a text with my contact info once we get off the call here. That'll have everything else you need. Otherwise, you're good to go. They'll give you a call between 5 and 5:30 to get you started with everything. Okay, Joe?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries at all, man. It was great talking with you. Thanks for giving us a shot, most of all. And like I said, yeah, they'll call you between 5 and 5:30 and get you started with everything, okay?
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right, you have a good one, Joe. Appreciate you. Bye.
Okay, you too. Bye.